Good morning and welcome to the Pulse of New Hampshire. I'm Mike Pomp, and my next guest is actor Nancy Travis. She joins us from the West Coast. Is that correct, Nancy, from the West Coast today?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Los Angeles. The sun hasn't come up yet, and it might not today. We are getting deluged with rain.
Well, thank you for getting up early with us and joining us here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Of course, throughout your career, you have done so much live television, stage, and of course, the big screen. And your latest movie is a very heartwarming, beautiful piece called Ordinary Angels. And do I understand this is based on a true story? Is that true?
Yes, it is. It is. And it's an extraordinary story. And if it wasn't true, it might be hard to believe. But it is the story of a family in Louisville, Kentucky, and it's a single dad who's played by Alan Ritchson, Reacher fame. I don't know if you've seen that show, but he's a big, burly guy. He was pretty tough in that. And in this, he's just a dad who's trying to help his family. He's got a little girl who's very sick, needs a liver transplant, and they're really struggling and trying to hold on and keep her alive. And it's about a woman, a local woman, who's a hairdresser named Sharon, who's got her own demons, and she's played by Hilary Swank, who's pretty fantastic. And she just steps in. She won't take no for an answer, and she says, I'm going to help this family and help them pay their bills, help them get by, and when that liver becomes available, she helps them get to where they need to go. And it's not just her, but she manages to get the entire community to step in and literally dig out to help get this car where it needs to go with this little girl during the worst snowstorm in Kentucky history.
Yeah.
So it's an extraordinary story about how we need each other. And if we just open our eyes, we can see all the help we can be to each other. And I'm proud to be a part of it. It's really a lovely, lovely story.
Yeah. Ordinary Angels opens up this Friday in theaters nationwide. As Nancy mentioned, she's with Hilary Swank, Alan Ritchson, and produced by Dave Matthews as well. This is really a heartwarming story. You know, I saw the trailer a couple of times. It is very moving, very powerful, very emotional. And it really is, a story about community, bringing the community together, which is something that, you know, we didn't see during COVID, and now we're coming out of COVID still. Some people are still trying to adjust their lives after COVID, but community is one thing we didn't have during COVID. So it's kind of interesting to see a movie like this and based on a true story, how the community did come together for this family.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, you make a great point. We weren't really allowed together during COVID, which was such a bizarre time. And actually, I know we're still dealing with it, but it's just when you think back, it's hard to believe that even happened. But this is really about coming out of your house and making the effort and looking at each other and reaching out a hand, and that it's not that hard. It really is what we're all about. It's what we're on this earth to do, and it kind of reaffirms that, and also being open to accepting that help. I mean, a lot of times we take our struggles or sins to ourselves and just don't want to bring it out. Just open your mouth and your heart and let it in. So it really, it's a wonderful film because it just tells that story without beating you over the head with it. And that might be the takeaway. And at the very least, to walk away and say, gosh, this is an extraordinary thing that happened, and things like that are possible.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary story. Nancy Travis, actress, joining us from the new film Ordinary Angels, which opens up nationwide on Friday, the 23rd of February. What's interesting is that this particular film and everybody involved, you're kind of giving back. It's not only a compelling narrative, but you're also doing a collaborative partnership with three very impact organizations, which kind of give back and help people with medical bills. Talk a little bit about that.
So, the film has partnered with three different organizations and is basically doing a GoFundMe type thing to raise money to help pay off people's medical debt. And a big thing in this film that really burdens this family is the astronomical cost of care for anybody that needs extreme medical care. And if you don't have insurance, and even if you do have insurance, the burden of that and it's just unbelievable. And so the film is helping, doing a drive to raise money. We've raised quite a bit of money, and it helps a lot of people just get through that. You know, it is an interesting thing. There's a moment in the film when Hilary Swank just goes to the hospital and she says, look, are ridiculous, and I want you to excuse them. I want you to forgive them and let it go. And that is possible, too. I mean, I'm sure hospitals won't like me saying that, but yeah, you know what? It's time to push back on how absurd it is pay for care.
I want to let our listeners know you're involved with the RIP Medical Debt and the Salvation Army and Donate Life America, which saves lives by creating opportunities to sign up on the official state organ, eye, and tissue donor registry as well. The movie is called Ordinary Angels. Nancy Travis is in there with Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Yeah, Alan Ritchson. Yeah. Before I let you go, I have to ask you, I was a big fan of Last Man Standing, and of course, that show had such a popular fan base. Oh, yeah, that was great. You guys were great together, you and Tim Allen and the rest of the crew. And it was such an interesting fan base that, of course, you were on one network and it was canceled, and then the fan base kind of spoke out and just said, you know, we want that show. And it was picked up by another network, which is fascinating. It doesn't usually happen sometime in television, right?
No, it doesn't happen. And it seemed like such an extraordinary thing at the time. But I really think the nature of the business now, that's happening all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm on another show called Ride, which was a Western movie show. And it was on the Hallmark Channel. And now it's on the CW. So it's a great thing because it brings new life to something that is a fan favorite. And so that show, Ride, is on the CW now on Monday nights, which is very cool and exciting. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Keeping the fans' voice alive of what they really want to see, and that's really cool. And, of course, it's good for you guys keeping those shows alive. Congratulations on the new movie. Nancy Travis joins us from the new film Ordinary Angels, a very heartwarming story that I think will really tug audiences' heartstrings, no doubt about it. It opens up nationwide this Friday, starring Nancy, Hilary Swank, Alan Ritchson. Thank you, Nancy, for your time, and we appreciate your time getting up early this morning with us here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Thank you again.
Thank you. My pleasure. Yeah, thanks a lot.